Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
The following is a sponsored program on WBT.
The Ask Dr. Ernst Show is presented by Dr. Aaron Ernst, a board-certified chiropractic physician specializing in spinal correction, nutritional coaching, and cellular detoxification, and is for informational purposes only. It is not intended to be a substitute for professional advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Seek a qualified healthcare professional before changing your health program or embarking on a new one. Visit AskDrErnst.com for more information. It's time to transform your health with one of the nation's leading and growing authorities in total health. Over the next hour, learn from experts on how to revolutionize the health of those you love most. This is Ask Dr. Ernst. And now, here's your host, Dr. Aaron Ernst.
Well, happy Saturday. Thanks for tuning in. Hey, you're listening to the Ask Dr. Ernst Show. It's a show where pounds are shed, disease is dead, and where you can be set free from your health problems. I'm your host, Dr. Aaron Ernst, and today we have an exceptional show for you today. We have a full hour to talk about the top four, count them, four diets for the 2021 year. So, of course, you know, this is the time everybody starts saying, oh, I'm going to have to fix the holiday, whatever you want to call it, 5, 10, 15, 20, I don't know. How much did you gain during the holidays? Gee, Dr. Ernst, I don't even know. Well, it might be important to figure it out. Maybe hop on the scale, maybe get some basic biometrics. But regardless, most people this year are saying, I want to lose weight. I want to get my health back. And I want to know what sort of a diet should I do? It's the number one question we had submitted over the last couple weeks. And I'd like to give some shout outs to all of you who participated in the Ask Dr. Ernst holiday giveaway. We gave away thousands of dollars worth of gift certificates, hundreds, if not thousands of dollars worth of protocols. I was handing out literal four-week guides, breakfast, lunch, dinner, snack, and dessert for a four-week breakdown. I mean, I gave you what we call the cellular healing protocols, and I got some pretty good feedback. We had people emailing in saying, I'm 2 weeks into your plan. I've lost 10 pounds. I had one individual, I'm not going to name names, but I'm just going to say this one person lost 36 pounds. Come on, over Christmas, 36 pounds. So I'm doing something special. We're sort of extending this holiday offer, okay? But instead of me giving it all to you for free, see, sorry you missed it. That was the Christmas gifts, the four-week survival pack, the shopping list, the guides, the ebooks, the restaurant lists, okay? Join me. In about a week and a half, on the 16th, I'm hosting a webinar where I'm going to take you step by step by step through it. So you're still going to get it, but this time you have to register for the webinar. So it's super easy, 704-906-2094. Call it right now and just when they pick up, say, I want the webinar. I want to register. I want the four-week guide. I want to get my life back. I want my health back. I want to lose a ton of weight. And I'm talking 20, 30, 40 pounds in as little as a month or two. You can do it. You can do it. It's not that hard. We just need to help you become a great metabolic healer. So the number again, 704-906-2094. And if you're watching our live stream, I have that camera that's going on Facebook and Twitter, and I have this camera that's on YouTube and Instagram. So if I go back and forth, it's okay, okay? I'm still here. I'm still looking at you. But maybe the angles are a little different than what you're used to. We're expanding our broadcast to every single social media channel possible, and I needed more than one camera to do it now. So, hi, Facebook and Twitter. Hey, YouTube and Instagram, we see you. Use the comment sections below, guys. Engage. Please like, share. Hey, don't forget Facebook and Twitter. Do the same thing. Click like right now. Click share right now. And use the comments. I mean, come on. Where else do you get a doctor who's hanging around for an hour to answer any question you have? I don't care what the question is. Comment below, YouTube, Instagram, comment below. All right, so there's our openings and our formalities. What are the four diets? Number one, AIP. It's huge right now. It's very popular. AIP, it stands for Autoimmune Paleo. So it's good if you have an autoimmune disease, which, by the way, almost all of us have. Autoimmune disease is when your body starts to confuse itself and it starts to attack itself. So thyroid, rheumatoid, arthritis, all these different conditions, leaky gut, fibromyalgia, scleroderma, psoriasis, eczema, all of that is autoimmune. So pay attention. AIP is the diet you want to do for that. Keto, very popular still today. If you want to lose weight fast and you are the right type of person, I'm going to talk about that. Some people do really well with keto and some people hate it and they crash like crazy. I've had some clients say, it's not fair. My husband lost 30 pounds on keto and I lost 5. Well, that's because you shouldn't have done keto and the other person should have. So I'm going to help you to determine which diet is good for you. Then we have one I talked about a couple weeks ago called the CERT diet. And I'm also going to call that, that's the one I recommend, the cellular healing diet. It's just some other person called it CERT because there are genes in your body called the CERT genes which help you to lose weight. So the CERT diet is designed to turn those genes on. I also like it because it's the basis of what we call the cellular healing diet. So diet number 3 is CERT or cellular healing. And then the final one is the one that's all over the press and the media and the news as being the healthiest diet on this planet. The one that you should do if you want to live to be long and healthy and vibrant and alive. If you want to be heart healthy and lose weight, I'm sure you've heard of the Mediterranean diet. You don't have to live in the Mediterranean area of the world, but you can get the benefits of that diet. So most of you understand Mediterranean diet, right? It's olives, oils, fish, nuts, and seeds. So we're going to talk about these, the top 4 diets for 2021. AIP, autoimmune paleo, keto, CERT, Mediterranean. Woo! We got a huge show for you. And listen, I realize it's a new year, so maybe this is the first time you've tuned in to the Ask Dr. Ernst show. So a couple things for you, okay? AskDrErnst.com. That's your resource. That's your area to find all kinds of free stuff. We've updated our restaurant guides. We have ebooks. We have recipe packs. There's a ton of free stuff at AskDrErnst.com. And of course, we stream on every channel we can. YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, Parler, Twitter, you name it. So here's the moment, guys. We're having a commercial break in about a minute. I need you to do this. Scroll down. Use the comments. Ask a question. Get engaged. Do something. Oh, and by the way, I also need you to do this. Pick up the phone and call this number, 704-906-2094. 704-906-2094. That's to get you into the webinar that I'm hosting on Saturday, the 16th of January. It's 10 a.m. in the comfort of your home. Super easy. And I'm going to show you in 4 weeks how to burn fat fast. 704-906-2094. Hey, it's the Ask Dr. Ernst Show. Now's the time to ask your questions if you're on the live stream. And if you're not, hop on the live stream. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube. The handle is Ask Dr. Ernst. AIP, Keto, CERT, Mediterranean. How do you navigate those diets? We're going to answer that for you. Which one do I eat? We're going to answer that. We're going to answer that one for you. Which one should you do? We're going to answer that for you. Don't go away. The best is yet to come. We'll be right back. Well, good afternoon. Thanks for tuning in. You're listening to the Ask Dr. Ernst Show. Hey, it's a show where pounds are shed, especially today. Disease is dead, even more so today, and where you can be set free. And when I say free, I mean think of the freedom that you would have being 20 pounds lighter in the next 4 or 5 weeks. Think of the energy that you would have. Think of the zest for life that you would have. Think of whatever it is. I mean, my God, some people would say, oh, I'd give anything to be 20, 30, 40 pounds lighter. Well, you can. You can do it. If you're just tuning in, yes, we have 2 cameras. So yes, I'm looking back and forth. Yes, we have Facebook and Twitter here, and we have Instagram and YouTube here. So welcome. And our topic of the hour is the top 4 diets for the new year 2021, AIP, Keto, CERT, and Mediterranean. Let's get into it. Number 1, AIP is autoimmune paleo. So AIP, autoimmune paleo. It is the extension, if you will, of what you may have heard of, the paleo diet, which typically is a diet that focuses on anti-inflammatory foods. So for example, in paleo, you would not be eating tomatoes or peppers or eggs or nuts or seeds or alcohol if you turn it into the autoimmune paleo. Now, under the paleo diet, they would probably be okay with nuts and seeds and eggs and things like that. But remember, we're doing autoimmune paleo. So we're taking the paleo understanding of sort of high protein, clean foods, etc. Paleolithic, you know, the idea that I would eat like my ancestors ate back in the day. But I'm going to focus on removing inflammatory foods. So the diet overall is designed to do a couple things. Give you nutrition that you need, be highly anti-inflammatory, support the microbiome, which is good, help to regulate your gut lining and hormones and things like that. So what is allowed on the autoimmune paleo? Here we go. Organ meats, which most of you don't eat, liver, kidney, brain, I don't know. You wouldn't want to eat the brains of animals. But, you know, like organs, okay? And mostly the organs that humans eat is liver and kidneys. Why is organ meat so good? Oh, loaded with B vitamins and all kinds of nutrients and detoxifier essentials. But it has to be a really, really clean piece of organ meat. So you don't want to do, you know, corn-fed liver. So organ meats, fish, shellfish, most different types of meats, so fish, chicken, turkey, eggs, pork, etc. Vegetables of all types, shellfish, and some things like beans, grains that are whole and healthy. Now, this is paleo, okay? Nuts and seeds, eggs, egg whites, etc. Nightshades are considered to be questionable in the AIP world. I'm going to say to you, you want to cut them. If you have an autoimmune disease, you want to get rid of nightshades. What are nightshades? Tomatoes, eggplants, peppers, goji berries, potatoes, except for sweet potatoes, and we'll talk about that in a moment, but potatoes are nightshades technically. And a lot of times they're focusing on the healthy, fatty foods, okay? So things like avocados and coconuts and hemp seeds and things like that. Okay, so the autoimmune paleo diet is typically very similar to paleo, but we're removing things like dairy and grains, rice and corn and wheat and things to this effect. There are different styles of doing this AIP. Basically, some people can do it as an elimination where they just kind of cut everything and only eat those foods I gave to you. Some people do it as what's called a reintroduction. So they take out a certain period. I've seen some people say, oh, I'm AIP, autoimmune paleo. I only eat green vegetables and organ meats and fish, chicken, turkey, eggs. Well, it matches, so it fits the list, but we're restricting the diet. So I'm eliminating, and then I'm starting to add more food. So I'm doing colored vegetables, and I'm doing sweet potatoes, and I'm doing, you know, some fruits and berries and things like that by putting them back in. Typically, most people pull foods and they put them back in. The advantages of the AIP diet, though, this is worth considering, especially if you have an autoimmune disease. So like psoriasis or eczema, maybe you could have thyroid disease or even, you know, rheumatoid arthritis, etc. Fatigue usually disappears when you go AIP. Pain in your joints and your muscles usually goes away. It's why a lot of fibromyalgia patients will say, oh, I went AIP and I feel so much better. Headaches tend to go away. Anxiety, depression tends to clear. Constipation tends to go away. A lot of skin issues disappear. Again, eczema, psoriasis, acne. Why? Well, it's all autoimmune disease. So if you eat a diet that's designed to clean out the immunity issues within your body, it can help. Weight loss can start to kick in. If you lose your hair a lot, AIP can help your hair to come back. Disadvantages, though, however. So we're going to remember, every diet's going to have something good versus something bad to it. In my opinion, the problem with AIP is that the portions are not the focus. So they'll say, oh, you can have as much as you want as long as you only eat these foods. That runs a risk factor for a lot of people. Usually when you eliminate foods and you only eat certain groups, you have to be careful. Are you getting enough macros? Do you have enough fat in your diet, enough protein, enough carbohydrates? So there's not a lot of counting with AIP. And unfortunately, they talk a lot about milk being a potential and cheese and things like that. So you have to be really careful because that can be an inflammatory source for a lot of people. What is the difference between AIP and paleo? Well, technically AIP is stricter. They remove more foods. So what is allowed on paleo that's not with the AIP? Well, paleo can eat grains, corn, you know, rice, oats, wheat, an AIP could not. Paleo would say we have no problems with dairy, you know, so cow's milk and cheese, but an AIP would say no dairy. Paleo would say we have no problem with beans, but an AIP would say, the lectins in the beans, we don't want the inflammation, so they cut the beans. Paleo has a lot of processed foods. I mean, my God, you can go to Whole Foods and buy prepackaged paleo products. AIP would say, no, only real food that you make. AIP can sometimes be difficult to follow just because of its restrictiveness, but it works. I like it. AIP diet. Okay, keto. Keto is huge and very popular right now, mostly because it helps you to lose a ton of weight. And some people have a successfully done keto diets, and again, 20 pounds, 30 pounds, etc. The key with keto is removing carbohydrates and elevating fat really high. Paleo cuts carbs, but they don't really cut protein and they don't cut fat as much. So it's kind of equal fat to protein, low carb. That's paleo. Well, high fat, moderate protein, low carb is keto. And, you know, it does work. Now, initially, the keto diet was sort of for neurological help. Some kids had epilepsy or seizures, and they found out if they go super high-fat diet with almost no carbs, their seizures would stop, and it helps your brain to clean out. So the pro is that it is neuroregenerative. You know, ketones do feed the brain very similar to sugar, so your brain loves ketones. So if you want to have a lot of focus and very clarity and, you know, have a sharp mind, keto is your goal with that. Ketone bodies also induce fat burning, so it's a really good way to burn fat easily. Keto works really well for type 2 diabetics because they have a really hard time controlling their sugars. So if you go high fat and very moderate protein and low carbs, you tend to crush diabetes really fast. And it's really beneficial for cancer patients because ketone bodies actually kill cancer cells. So if we can boost your ketones, then it's easy. Now, what do you do to go keto? Well, it's real simple. You keep your carbs as close to zero as humanly possible. You put your proteins real low to moderate, 60, 70, maybe 80 grams tops, and you throttle your fats, 100, 200, 300 grams of fat per day. But the problem is, if you don't do the right kinds of fats, you can become what's called a dirty keto. Or if you eat carbs, but you kind of push them into I'll call them clean carbs, but I overcarb on keto, then you're doing dirty keto, as we call it. So how do we go ketotic? Well, we focus on fish, chicken, turkey, eggs for our protein, just like the paleo and AIP, but we eat more fats. So nuts and seeds and avocados and coconut products, oils like olive and hemp and chia and flax, etc. We get rid of all processed foods. We don't do any vegetable oils. And the goal is to start looking for your ketone bodies. Now, a lot of people say to me, I eat keto, Dr. Ernst. I'm a keto dieter. And I go, great, what are your ketones? And they go, I have no idea. It's like, huh? You know, it's like saying, I have a lot of money, Dr. Ernst. Well, how much? I don't know. I have no idea, but I have a lot. Okay, well, you need to know the numbers. So I like people who do keto diets that can tell me, hey, my blood ketones at noon on Friday was 2.6. Great, man, you're in the zone. We need that. Ketones present in the blood. Or they'll say, I did a urine strip test and I got a 3+ on my ketones. Great. That means you're in ketosis. You know, a lot of people eat keto and they have no ketones in their urine and very little in their blood. So that you're not actually doing keto dieting. So the challenge with keto dieting is you have to test. You have to buy equipment. You got to get ketone strips and urine strips and you have to see how well you're doing. And some people get frustrated because they'll say, well, I've been eating keto for a month and I don't have any ketones. That's an indication either A, you're not doing it right, or B, that's not the diet for you. Some benefits here. Well, it has a massive potential to help reprogram your intestines. Like we talked about earlier, great for type 2 diabetics. Great if you want to lose a lot of weight. Great if you have an obsession with food. Because with keto, you can break your addictions. You know, you won't have those carb cravings. You won't have all the sort of desires to eat, you know, lots of grains, chips and corn and wheat and oats and oatmeal, all that's gone. So you break it and you eat real food, nuts and seeds, fruits and vegetables, fish, chicken, turkey, eggs, and fatty plant products. There's keto. It's pretty simple. So we have a lot to talk about still and we have a lot to do. So I want to take a moment and let you know I have an opportunity for you to not only learn what diet you need, but we're going to help you to break down step by step by step how to get rid of high blood pressure, cholesterol, how to lose 20 or 30 or even 40 pounds in as little as 4 weeks. 4 weeks, guys. And if you join my webinar, you get a 4-week guide for your diet and shopping list and all kinds of stuff sent straight to you as you complete the webinar. So it's not just if you register, you have to actually show up and pay attention and be a part of it. How do we do that? 704-906-2094. The number again, 704-906-2094. Call it now. This is your opportunity to register for free. And when we come back, we have more information about the top 4 diets that you need to make this new year the best. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Welcome back. Happy Saturday. Thanks for tuning in and listening to the Ask Dr. Ernst Show. I'm your host, Dr. Aaron Ernst, and I want to say thank you for hanging around. The best is yet to come. The newest of newest. The greatest of greatest, according to People Magazine and Time and even the New York Times, the CERT diet. What are we talking about? Well, we're hitting the top 4 diets for the 2021 year that I think you should figure out which one is the best for you. So we've reviewed AIP, Autoimmune Paleo. We talked about the keto diet. And now we're shifting gears into something called the CERT diet. Then I'm going to do Mediterranean diet. And then we're going to finish the show by helping you to determine which one is best for you and how do you find that out. The CERT diet, I talked about this, I think it was about 3 or 4 weeks ago, just as we were finishing 2020, because some movie stars have said, oh, I lost 6 stone or 7 pound. And, you know, they ended up losing a tremendous amount of weight. We had Adele, I think, hit 100 something pounds of weight loss. Rebel Wilson did, I think, 110 pounds. She's now like 160. Now, you may remember Rebel Wilson's kind of famous for being the slightly overweight, awkward, you know, chunky leading actress, I guess is a good phrase. Okay. She was in The Hustle with Sandra Bullock as the, you know, like the heroine, if you will. Okay, but she's always been famous for being slightly overweight. Well, now all of a sudden, bam, she looks amazing, cut a ton of weight, and then she got big raves for saying she did the CERT diet, and so did Adele. Now, what is CERT diet? Okay, well, number one, if you want to learn all about it, not only just what I'm going to teach you today, but how to do phase 1 and phase 2 and phase 3 of the CERT diet, go to iTunes, ask Dr. Ernst, and then look for the CERT show I did. Or you can just simply go to my website, which is AskDrErnst.com, and you can actually type in CERT diet. And then we have everything listed there for you for free. What's the website again? Ask Dr. Ernst. Where have I heard that before? Show name, logos all over the place, and it's your key to getting into all kinds of places. Hey, that code actually gives you discounts on various websites. So I've said this before. If you're ever shopping at Target.com, just try it. See what happens. By the way, you know, it's not going to work at Target.com, but you know what I mean, okay? U.S. Wellness Meats, it works. Purity Coffee, it works. Where else? Sterling Oils, it works. Where else? My Office, it works. All over the place that code works as far as the resources that we recommend. CERT diet, okay? Simply put, so let me put it to you this way. You have a gene in your body called CERT1, S-I-R-T-1. There's actually a ton more of them, but what it stands for is a specific type of gene that produces a protein that helps you to lose weight. And the proteins turn on your cells and are believed to activate fat burning, good, and anti-aging, well, good too. So how would you like to not only lose weight, but lose 5 or 10 years off of what your internal metabolic age is? Let me take a pause just for a minute. You guys do realize that your chronological age is, you know, by calendar year, click, 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 click. But your metabolic age is by internal metabolic years. So think about this for a second. Maybe you're listening and you are 62 years old and you consider yourself to be relatively healthy. But if your internal age is 75 years old, you are not relatively healthy even though you think you are. But if you're 62 years old and you think you're relatively healthy and your metabolic age is 52, then you are extremely healthy. But how would you know about your metabolic age? Well, we have to talk about testing. There are tests, what do you know, that can tell you how old you are on the inside. And then we can compare that to how old you are on the outside. And if they match, bravo. But if they're better, bravo. And if they're worse, time to get moving. So the CERT diet helps to turn off that internal clock or rewind it a little bit. Okay, if you're 45 but your internal clock says you're 60, you need the CERT diet. Now, I also call this one cellular healing for that reason. It heals your body. It helps you to activate genes. Foods on the CERT list. Well, guess what? They're going to sound a lot like all the others. Because basically what you're going to learn is if you just eat real food, you're following the perfect diet for your body. CERT diet focuses on things like all green vegetables, blueberries, blackberries, strawberries only, citrus fruits, chocolate, wine, olive oil, green tea, and some meats. Now, not a lot, some. Think of this as a little more of a vegetarian-style diet, but you can't eat meat. But it's certain foods that turn on this gene called the CERT gene. There was a study of 40 gym goers who lost an average of 7 pounds a week, and they found out that what they were doing is they were losing muscle mass because they were working out like crazy. Then they put them on the CERT diet, and they started gaining muscle but losing more fat than their muscle gained, so their body fat percentages went down. Usually, this is done by a combination of some fasting, which is what the CERT diet talks about, drinking vegetable juices, which is in the CERT diet, and eating one or two meals per day, and that's it. So think of it like this. You wake up in the morning, you make a vegetable juice, and you have a couple nuts and seeds, and then you have lunch where you're eating lots of green vegetables. Maybe it's a green salad with anything green you can think of. So if the vegetable's green, you throw it on a salad, you drizzle some olive oil onto it, and maybe you put 3 ounces of chicken. Now again, this is CERT diet. 3 ounces of chicken, steak, fish, whatever you want, and that's lunch, and you repeat the same thing for dinner. And you do that over and over and over and over until you hit your goals. Can the CERT diet work? Yes. Is CERT diet restrictive? Yes. It involves some fasting. It involves lots of vegetables and vegetable juices and not a lot of proteins. So how does this compare to keto? Well, keto is way high on fat, moderate protein. See, this is like low protein, low carb, medium to moderate high fat. Whereas AIP is high fat and high protein and low carb. Confusing? I get it. That's why we're doing the webinar in about a week and a half. January 16th. Guys, I'm going to lay it all out for you in more detail. What diet should you do? How do you lose 20 or 30 pounds? How do you kick a medication to the curb? How do you find out what's the best method of health for you this year? All free, but you have to register. 704-906-2094. And the bonus is you get a 4-week laid out diet, menu, and shopping guide when you attend the webinar. 704-906-2094. It's the Ask Dr. Ernst Show. We'll be right back. Well, good afternoon. It's that time again. You're listening to the Ask Dr. Ernst Show. I'm your host, Dr. Aaron Ernst. What a great show topic today, the top 4 diets that you should implement in the new year. But wait a second, should you do all 4 of them or should you just do one? Maybe you should do one for 90 days and another one for 90 days and another one for 90 days and another one for 90 days and there's your whole year and you did all 4 of them within the year. That'd be a good thing to do. Or maybe you should figure out which one of these is the best for you, which I'm going to share with you in just a moment. How do I know which one to do? And then we're going to reveal sort of a conglomeration of how to put it all together into one nice, easy package so you can leave today going, I know exactly what I should do. I know which diet is the best for me. Whoa, there goes one camera. Look at that thing fly all over the place. Give me a second, guys. Camera just went, and we're back. Sorry, YouTube, and I think that's Instagram. YouTube, Instagram. Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Instagram. Guys, we're back. Camera just went all over the place. So here's the good news. We did AIP, we did keto, we did CERT, the newest one I'll call it, which isn't new, just so you know. CERT's been around forever, it just was never called CERT. I have been talking about the CERT diet for over 14 years, but we called it cellular healing diet because it's anti-inflammatory, anti-aging, it activates your fat-burning genes. Oh, and by the way, it does a whole host of other things, helps with heart regeneration, decreases cholesterol, lowers triglycerides, helps to regulate blood sugars, decreases inflammation. What else does it do? Anything you want in your life. If you want to lose 10 pounds, the CERT diet or cellular healing diet can do that. We have been teaching CERT diets for years. I just called it cellular healing. Okay, Mediterranean diet. Whoa, hold up. We got a comment here. How do you register for the webinar? Missed that. Okay, 704-906-2094. 704-906-2094. call it, and all you have to do is say, I want to register for the webinar, name, phone number, email. Maybe you're a texter. You can text the same number if you want, 704-906-2094. If you're texting, we just need your name and your email, and boom, you're in. What are we doing? On the 16th, guys, that's basically next weekend, okay, we're hosting a free webinar where I'm going to teach you more about the diets, more about the protocols, more about the tests you should get to figure out what's going on with your life and your health. And if you attend, you get a little special bonus, a four-week meal plan, shopping lists, guides, everything that I was giving away last month. But now it's only for those who come to the webinar. Mediterranean diet, okay? This one has been written up in a ton of books. They even have magazines that will say, hey, here's how to follow the Mediterranean diet, and here's the newest Mediterranean diet recipe. Great! But the Mediterranean diet is something that's been around for a long time. And I say a long time because it's more like the historical diets of the Mediterranean era. It's based on the diet that is found in the countries that surround the Mediterranean Sea. And here's what it tends to be. Abundant amounts of plants, including fruits, vegetables. Now, Mediterranean will say they're okay with whole grains. So am I endorsing this? Modified Mediterranean. Nuts and legumes. But remember, they're almost always fresh and or minimally processed. Olive oil is the number one fat consumed in the Mediterranean diet. Some people even recommend just drinking it directly, like a tablespoon, look, glug, 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 and rubbing it all over your skin and on your salads and your fish and everything else, okay? Cheese and yogurt, they say you can have it, but small amounts, maybe once or twice a day. And usually it's fermented or kefirs or raw, things to that effect. Fish and chicken, they are okay with that, but usually it's not a lot, maybe two times a week. Red meat, they consider to be okay, but only like once a week, if that. Fresh fruits, sweets like honey and dates, all allowed. And they want you to keep your foods in moderate small amounts, meaning don't eat a lot of food, and but yet eat quite often. Okay, how do you do the Mediterranean diet today? Well, right now, the biggest and easiest way to become a Mediterranean dieter is to stop using every oil except for olive oil. So don't cook your foods in anything but olive oil. Now, Mediterranean diet says cook in olive oil. Me, Dr. Aaron Ernst, is going to tell you don't do that. We're learning that that olive oil, when heated to a certain temperature, will become sort of trans fat. It goes rancid, basically. You get an acrylamide reaction. The olive oil turns sort of an orangish tint, if you've seen this happen. Okay, if it's very dangerous. Okay, so I like to use olive oil, but raw. But unfortunately, I'm telling you about the Mediterranean diet. They say, cook everything in olive oil. Put olive oil in everything. Drizzle it on your bread. Put it on your crackers. Put it on your toes. Rub it in at night. Put it on your hair. They love olive oil. And guess what else they love? Olives. And there's nothing wrong with that. Olives are fantastic. They're high in fat. They got a very little protein, and there's almost no carbs, if all, in it. So no problems with eating olives. They also like nuts, and I'm a big fan of it. Nuts and olives and olive oils, great. Now, I'm saying this with a word of caution because a lot of you are active, either patients or clients or listeners of mine, and you're going to say, you said that I can eat whole grain bread. No, the Mediterranean diet says you can eat whole grain bread. I don't recommend it, but they say it's okay. We're going to just leave it at that because we're learning about the diets. Here's the thing that most people don't know about the Mediterranean diet. You're supposed to have a salad for breakfast when you follow the Mediterranean diet, technically. Salad is your first meal and your last meal of the day if you really follow Mediterranean diet. So they say wake up in the morning and have a salad that you drizzle with olive oil. Eat a good lunch, and for dinner have a salad you drizzle with olive oil. Okay, it's fine. Go for it. Do it. They want at least each meal to have multiple servings of vegetables, but it needs to be different vegetables. So, for example, add a vegetable to your lunch as your dinner and start increasing it to where you're having three or four different types of vegetables with each meal. You generally need to eat less meat when you're doing the Mediterranean diet. They like low amounts of meats, usually more fish and chicken than beef and pork. So we want to stay away from beef and pork and go more fish and chicken. Red wine is okay on both the CERT and the Mediterranean diet, but make sure that A, it's low carb, B, it has to be clean So U.S. wines are unclean wines. Why? Roundup, pesticides, all kinds of crud and sugar found in them, mold, yeast, and other pesticides. So we would want to drink wine that comes from the Mediterranean era and area, right? So like France and Italy and Spain and those kind of things, all right? Cut out all carbohydrates and sugar beverages. I love that. And eat less high-fat, high-sugar diets. So I like the high-sugar cuts. The high-fat, though, you got to be careful because, again, remember, some fats are really good for you. And they say, of course, that your food should be from the best sources possible. Not processed, not found in cans, but real food. All right? So what do I like about the Mediterranean diet? Well, truly, it has the most amount of research of any diet I've ever seen. Okay, from 2015 to 2020, the USDA actually did a full survey and said this diet is really good for your heart if you do it the right way. It's also good for diabetes. It's also good for pain management. It's also good to improve your mental health. It's also good for weight loss management. It reduces inflammatory markers. It's been proven to help you prevent cancer from forming. It's better for the environment. So listen, I mean, like, I have pages upon pages of stuff for you guys, but we're running out of time. So why do I say you have to join me for the webinar? Well, I can spend 1.5 hours of direct time with you specific to your needs. We're going to customize it. How do you register for the webinar? 704-906-2094. What are we going to do during the webinar? We're going to show you how to find out which diet is the best for you. Now, here's my way of you sort of figuring it out up front, okay? If you have an autoimmune condition and you know about it, thyroid, rheumatoid arthritis, psoriasis, leaky gut, okay? If you've already been diagnosed, AIP is the way to go, guaranteed. If you don't have an autoimmune disease, but you want to lose some weight and you're not taking a bunch of medications, keto, perfect, go for it, try it. How do I know if the keto diet's not working? If in 2 weeks you test your ketones and they're not present, it ain't for you. So stop doing keto and switch over to CERT. CERT is phenomenal. I've been CERT dieting for probably, God, almost 10 plus years. We call it cellular healing diet, but it works. If you want recipes, go to my website. It's all CERT and cellular healing approved. Do I like Mediterranean? Yes, but I don't like the cheese and I don't like the grains. So I have a problem with that because it's very inflammatory. So I would maybe say for you a good diet would be to be a Mediterranean CERTarian cellular healing diet. If you've been paying attention since the top of the hour, you know what I'm talking about. If you're going, whoa, what? Then join me for the webinar. It's on the 16th. It's at 10 a.m. in the comfort of your home. And it's so easy to register because it's free. You either text or call 704-906-2094. Guys, I'm going to implore you right now. Hit the like button like crazy. Facebook and Twitter. Guys, start doing it. Hey, Instagram and YouTube. I don't know if you can do likes. I think you can. Like, share, comment, whatever. We're coming to the end of the show today, but I'm going to stick around for about the next 5 minutes. And where am I going to be? There, in the chat box. See it? See it? There. That's where I'm going to be. I'm going to answer your questions. I'm going to answer whatever you guys have. If you're listening on air, head on over to Facebook.com, Ask Dr. Ernst, Twitter.com, Ask Dr. Ernst, YouTube.com, Ask Dr. Ernst, Parler.com, Ask Dr. Ernst, and what was the other one I forgot? YouTube, YouTube.com/AskDrErnst. Hopefully you guys found today's show to be helpful, informative, enlightening. It's a great honor to be with you today. And guess what? We have all kinds of fun stuff coming up in the 2021 year. Everything from self-healing, decreasing medications, kicking back, you know, diagnoses, opening our mindset, becoming more champions for our health. You name it, you have it. So how do we register again for the webinar? 704-906-2094. What's the number if we want to text it? 704-906-2094. What if we want to download information or learn more before we come? AskDrErnst.com. Hey, what if you have a question right now that needs answering? Scroll down below the video, use the comment field, and ask away, and I'll answer them for you. And guess what? There's the commercials. It's the end of the hour. Guys, I look forward to seeing you each and every week this new year. 2021 is going to be a bang year. We're going to knock out our health. We're going to make everything we want happen. And you're going to do it by taking responsibility. Remember, the Ask Dr. Ernst Show, we say pounds are shed. Yes, disease is dead for sure. And you get to be set free when you become your own doctor. Thanks for tuning in. I'll see you guys next week. Until then.